trying new things out.
Yeah, I heard that, Tony. Like a human beatbox, aren't you?
It fucking didn't go well. Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a show for degenerates by degenerates. We used to be sharps. Good thing we didn't have a show yesterday. Because our personal picks that we thank God did not put out.
Ooh. Rough.
Got absolutely slaughtered.
Rough.
The fucking slaughterhouse from a lot of boys in here. But that's okay, because we didn't have a show. And the reason why we didn't have a show, it was in memoriam. Or nope, that's not the right word. It was
aftermath.
It was the aftermath of Office Championship Wrestling. Go check that out now. Pat McAfee Show, YouTube, Twitter,
OCW.
IG. Anywhere that you find videos on the internet, it's there. It's electric. It's a great time. Hopefully soon we'll get a sports book to place bets on that. So
it's all right, Tony. I know you're looking at me. Yeah, I went over yesterday. Get off my back.
That's okay. We didn't have a show. We didn't have a chance to ridicule Ofer. You out of your
you
terrible
suck.
Picks.
Oh, four.
You suck.
You stink, dude.
I know, dude. I'm with you.
I went 1-for-3. So, yeah, not much better.
Yeah, it was a wild night. The Warriors, who were +1200, something like that, -1200, lost. A dude in Vegas, we could have had a worse night. A guy in Vegas bet $750,000 to win $50K on the Warriors.
Asshole.
That's a lot of money to lose.
That's two losses at home for the Warriors.
I know.
I mean, what is going on?
That's two
here?
Losses this series when they've been 13-14 mm-hmm. point favorites.
Oof.
I did win the over on that game, though. It was my only win.
That way, Toto.
How about it?
The bets or the stat that I had given last week where. Favorites on the road of like -7.5 or more were like undefeated. The only two losses now have been the fucking Warriors. It's absurd.
How about Houston only winning by 7? I had them at -8.
The last three games, they have not looked good. Like, Utah, if they
thankfully, Utah has looked much worse.
Correct. If Utah could make a shot, they would probably be up 3-2 in that series. Instead, mm-hmm. it's over. They're going to the next round. Bloody fucking blah. Game 7, Capitals lost to the Hurricanes.
What the hell
Everyone
is going on?
Pat McAfee curse.
In the NHL them. Playoffs this year.
Nobody knows anything.
It's the Pat McAfee curse.
Good.
You know,
God, there's some heavy, heavy, great teams that are no longer playing hockey. This is a weird. That's all I'm saying. Weird playoff
yes.
season NHL.
We will have Nikki Skates in here later to talk a little NHL. Also, today, for a couple reasons, is a great day. We record this podcast in Indianapolis, Indiana. Last night, a bill was passed where there will be sports betting in Indiana.
How about that?
Not
Let's go.
At the casino, at the sports book, but also better news. You will be allowed to use a sports betting app as long as you're anywhere within the state.
Boom, Tony.
Which is going to be fucking awesome in one way.
Come on.
Because I'll finally have my first legal bet, I assume.
You guys are a crook.
Not awesome in the way that with these offshore betting sites, I just open up a new credit card and just dump money in there off that credit card. I think now I actually have to use real cash dollars.
It's real now, Tony.
So that's going to be an awkward situation. That's awesome. Also tonight, the NFL draft is an awesome night.
Yep,
one of my favorite nights of the year. I wouldn't pick watching the draft over, say, week 1 through 4 or 5 or the playoffs
sure.
or anything like that. But if I had to pick between watching the draft versus maybe like week 7, week 8, I might pick the draft. I'm a huge draft guy. I love the draft. You know, it's just a great night. Your hometown. I'm calling it your hometown because you lived there for a while, Nashville.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm surprised.
That'll be a great show.
Jeffrey Gorman will be in the Colts draft room.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
Don't ask for any tips, Tony. No phones allowed, baby.
It's good. We already got all of our tips. Yesterday, Chris Ballard was on, or today, Chris Ballard was on Pat McAfee Show 2.0 with an incredible interview. Go check that out. I do have some prop bets for tonight in the draft, if anybody cares. I'm going to roll through them real quick
Yeah,
here.
I love this.
Oh, by the way, if there's a prop bet that Scott Neal, one of the actual horse soldiers that they based the movie 12 Strong on, will be interviewed on Heartland Radio tomorrow. Take it, because I'm pretty sure that's happening.
It is happening. There's no such thing as a sure thing. I can't wait for the audio to give out on that interview. I have Drew Lock. My first prop bet is Drew Lock over 10.5. He will be picked after the 10th pick is what I am thinking.
Where's Washington picking?
13.
Okay.
12 or 13. Is it 13? Tony. Sure. There, yeah.
Tony.
It's after 10.
Tony.
Yes.
Good pick.
I know. My worry is if they move up or the Denver Broncos move up to get him is my only worry there. But 10.5 is...
Broncos could do that even though they got, Showtime Joe there.
Yeah, no, if they sign a quarterback, then just to move up in the draft, Elway has lost.
It would be a wild move.
But I'm saying that's what I'm saying on my other side. Elway, I think, has lost it when it comes to these drafts. Great at signing free agents, Todd. He's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But actually getting players out of the draft, John Elway, not so much.
Not great, not great. My next one is Montez Sweat.
Oh, the big fella, the freak.
Mississippi State.
Out of Mississippi State.
What, he run a 3.940 or something?
Over 7.5. I just don't see him going in the top 7. A lot of mock drafts have him falling to the 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm going over 7.5, unless there's a fucking Al Davis Raiders situation somewhere in there where they literally draft anyone just because they had a good combine.
Yeah, where is Darius Hayward Bay?
Correct.
Where is this year's Darius Hayward Bay?
That's what I'm worried about. For the Davis family.
Hey, if Sweat drops to 20, the Patriots will 1,000% move up and get him.
Have they ever moved up to get anybody?
Chandler Jones, defensive end.
Okay, you're right, they did.
They will move up to get Montez Sweat if he drops.
My other one, under 2.5 wide receivers. I don't see 3 wide receivers going in this first round.
A lot of them
just have Hollywood Brown going.
You got Oklahoma. You got the kid from
Hollywood
Ole Miss.
Brown,
you got two guys from Ole Miss.
AJ Brown.
Metcalf is a fucking bust.
I also agree with that.
Boy.
He's a workout warrior,
it's
but
a bust.
And then
you laughed at me 3 months ago at the combine
when
I said that.
No. I was on the same page as you.
We all know that.
I had neck surgery.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. See, buyer beware. Guy has metal in his neck.
I agree. I think he's going to fall lower than people think. So with that being said, DK Metcalf over 18.5.
Yeah. Over 18.5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Why, for sure? I'm sort of leaning that way.
Because as far as wide receivers go, this isn't the best.
I don't think
crop.
They're strong. Yeah, I don't think this is strong.
This is a big defensive draft, I think.
Sure.
All the linebackers and DNs, I mean, they showed out the combine, but also those combine skills, I think, as far as speed go and that all those quickness drills, those are big for defense, not offense.
I think it'll go, if Murray goes one, which I'm hopefully you got some latest odds on that, but after that, it's all the mock drafts have 6, 7, 8 straight defensive picks.
That's what I'm saying. It's a big defense class. I would go over QBs in the first round, too. I don't know if you have that on there, Tony. But
hold on. Let me pull it up. Let me see. Number one draft pick, Kyler Murray, is the favorite, -350. Nick Bosa is +200. Quinn Williams, +500 is there.
He's going to the Raiders. Oh. Quinn Williams, D tackle.
Yeah, at number 4.
At 4.
If he drops, they get there.
Yeah, thought,
if they get there.
If he drops.
But I like what Connor was chirping yesterday, boys. I mean, we got to keep our eye on that.
What's that?
Raiders moving up to get Murray, deal in Carr.
That would be wild.
If they
dealt Carr.
They've got enough draft stock to do something silly
but
like this.
But would it make
But would you do that if you're the Cardinals? I mean,
the only reason the Raiders might do it is because Gruden has moved basically everybody that he didn't draft Derek Carr. If he still has this team for 9 more years, he's going to want to do it with his quarterback.
I have no doubt Gruden will do it if a team will fucking take that deal, but I think you got to be an idiot to take that deal.
For the Cardinals, the only upside I see there is I think Carr's 27 or 28.
And maybe
you take him for a couple years and see what he does. While if they see any upside in Rosen sits for a couple years and learns.
How about Cliff and Rosen now? You know, that's what I'm saying. It's sort of like McVay did with the quarterback there. You know what I'm saying? First year,
with
not
Goff.
So great. And a new guy comes in, the young Wiz kid, and he's on fire.
Yeah, the only difference is the young Wiz kid that went to L.A. didn't go 6-6 in college and loses to Baylor to
Goff,
finish the season.
Goff not great with Jeff Fisher. Good under McVay.
Yeah.
Is the same thing going to happen in Arizona? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. The thing that worries me with Rosen is he had a different offensive coordinator every single year, a different coach every single year, his entire college career and now NFL career. Is he a coach killer? Is he a coach killer, Jeff?
Ooh, 5 years, 5 coaches.
So. The over-under for quarterbacks drafted in the first round is 3.5.
Yeah.
Go over. So you got Locke, Murray, Haskins, mm-hmm. and Daniel Jones. I think
Not so quick on DJ.
Dan Jones, I'm telling you, like I said, we might move up, but if we don't, it might be a steal, Dan Jones at 32. I'm being serious.
I mean, there's people who say that they have quarterbacks who are rated much, much lower, higher than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Someone's going to fucking take him.
I was watching stuff today, and you know when it's around draft time, you listen to everybody chirping, and they're like, tell me what he does great. Just tell me one thing that he does that's great other than being, you know, tutored by Cutcliffe.
Yeah, Cutcliffe, and they're like, oh, so was Manning, so were the Mannings, blah, blah, blah.
I get to all that, but they were kind of right because, you know, they're a good team, but they're not playing an SEC schedule.
He's a nice kid. We interviewed him for the Super Bowl. Nice kid. He had a nice little arm on him there.
Sure he did. Yeah.
Throwing from a balcony to a garbage can.
Yeah, I mean, half the battle with rookie quarterbacks is finding the right spot. So
more quarterbacks always go, I think, than you think.
Yes.
I would probably take the over 3.5 on that.
I think you're right.
If I was a betting man, which I am.
They moved the NFL, so why not take the guys that move the NFL? Correct. Quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the NBA. There's one game tonight. Nuggets, Spurs. The line is 3. The Spurs are the favorite. What are you guys going here?
I got Denver money line at +130.
I like
locked
that a
it in
lot.
This morning. Yeah, that's good value in that, I think. If you can get that at +130, you got to take it. The Nuggets lead the series 3-2. They won the last two, winning at home by 18 and winning the San Antonio by 14. It's time to put this thing to bed.
I am also on the Nugs. I'm taking them at +3, though, because I just always take the points because I know that I'd be furious if I took the money line just for the extra, right now, $20. And if they did lose by 2 or whatever. So I'm taking the Nugs +3. I was on the Spurs early in the season because the Nugs had come in slumping a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the last two games they have found their way. They've won each game by more than 10 points, one on the road, one at home. I am going with the Nugs +3. And then I'm also going the over 208. Both games that were played in San Antonio went way over the 208, so I'm going the over there as well. Gorms, you're going against us, aren't you?
Oh, big baby. Oh, do I love it. Listen, you can slap Greg Popovich in the face twice, all right?
Okay.
He'll let you get away with it. You don't kick him in the nuts, though, and that's what would happen tonight. They will not kick Popovich in the nuts. I love the Spurs. -3. He'll find a way. He will tinker. He's had double-digit losses last two games, one at home, one there. There's a tinker effect. They're at home pushing the game 7. Nobody better than Greg Popovich. I am taking that team -3 at home.
They are allowing Jamal Murray to take the fuck off these last two games. Like, they are unable to shut him down.
He's becoming a star, isn't he?
Yeah, he is going to bury them.
Which worries me a little bit because, like, guys like that can always have an off night.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can.
Yeah. But more likely guys.
Harden.
Harden the last three. I think
best player in the league.
Like, yeah, last night they won, but he missed a wide open dunk. He missed a wide open layup. It looks like he's a little tired.
Come on. I mean, this is the same James Harden that we know from the elimination games that scores 5 points that, you know, when it comes down to the wire, he does seem to crumble.
So I don't like the Rockets.
I would say over is the pick for Spurs Nugs. Be safe here. I mean, the Spurs are going to come out and they're going to know they have to score. Defense, I don't think, is going to be the focus, like I said.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's been the trend.
Yeah, I know, and I think
they're really
tonight,
playing good defense right now.
Yeah, and I think because of that, they've lost two games in a row, right? So they got to switch it up. Let's go score some baskets, put up 120.
Okay. So that's the only game of the night. Todd, you're against the over, huh?
I am. I mean, trend-wise, they're averaging like 108 points, I think, in this series, Denver is, and they're keeping San Antonio to like 103 points. Yeah.
That would be the over.
Yeah, so I don't
know. It's tough.
I thought the over. I'm sorry. I thought the over was higher than that.
207.
No, 207. Oh. Yeah, it's low. It's low today.
207.5 right now.
Which is makes
started
me,
at 208. It
which
might
makes
be dropping.
Me hate it too. Which makes me want to bet the under. But in my mind, in my gut, it's just
the
San
last
Antonio's
game they played.
The
score. Last game they played at this number went under. But
I'm 50-50 on it. Then I read the wrong line. I'm sorry, but if it's 207, yeah, I'm 50-50. I mean,
when it's set that low, sometimes they just know something.
Yeah, it sounds like a trap to me, but.
All right, so am I adding it in the cup of coffee?
Denver +3 is the pick. You two are on Denver. Gorm's on Spurs, and I'm for sure leaning Denver.
We're saying fuck Gorm's here.
Boy, did you just get bullied by fucking guy? Guy hadn't even shown up in the last week.
I'm more just telling
you how to run your show.
Well, I'm not telling him how to run it. I'm just telling him the odds.
It's 3-1 in here right now.
He made a good point.
Unless we're unanimous on the over.
No. You guys are right. And Todd, don't forget, what did I go last night?
Yeah.
I'm an over guy, so go ahead.
I'm not much better.
Democracy rules, baby. Here we go.
All right.
Denver.
Let's move to the major leagues of baseball. We'll go to the diamond. What do we have today? Todd, we'll start with you. I assume you have a pick. Who knows if fucking Gorms has a fucking brain out or not?
I have 3. I know Gorm says at least one. So,
weather boys, I'm checking weather.
The Reds money line at home against the Braves. They're trying to avoid the sweeps, so they put Luis Castillo on the mound.
He's very good.
He's very good this year. 1.47 ERA in 30 innings pitched. Julio Teheran for the Braves has a 5.61 ERA in 25 innings pitched. I just like the Reds here. Their back's against the wall unless they want to, you know, go home with the donut or leave home with the donut, and I don't think they're going to let it happen.
I think so. You're taking Reds there.
Taking the Reds.
I think I'm going to go under the nine there for the reason you said. Luis Castillo has been very, very good this year, so you would think that he will keep the Braves under control. Julio Teheran, what is just, it was like a 5 ERA,
5.61,
which isn't great. Could be worse,
but the Reds
too.
But the Reds don't produce runs.
Yeah. So you would think that he would have a better game here. For that reason, I'm going to take the under nine in this game. Nine is it's on the higher edge or higher of the spectrum of runs. So I'm going to go with the under there. What else?
Not great weather in Cincinnati today either.
And then what else do you have, Todd?
I have the Mariners money line at home against the Rangers. The lefty Marco Gonzalez gets a start. He's 4-0 with a 3.32 ERA. I mean, Seattle doesn't need much, but with the pitching advantage added to this, I think that's a
fun fact on that game I saw earlier. Taylor Hearn going for the Rangers, his first ever career start.
Yeah, if you're a big fan of single and double A baseball, you've enjoyed him over the last 4 or 5 years. But yeah, and he had like 11 point something ERA in spring training and only like 4 innings pitched each.
He's a lefty. The Mariners are in the top five against lefties. And the Rangers are also bottom five in bullpen. So in case they don't get to Taylor Hearn, maybe they get to the bullpen there. Mm-hmm. My other pick was Cleveland, Houston, first five, under five. Garrett Cole is going against the Cleveland Indians team. Garrett Cole's been up and down this year. Well, he's actually had three good starts, and then last game he gave up 8 earned runs.
Yeah, he got his tits lit. Yep.
But if I know Garrett Cole like I do, he comes back out and throws a gem today against Cleveland, who's the 23rd in the league in runs per game, against Trevor Bauer as a 2.2 ERA, so you think he maybe slows down the Astros a little bit. I'm taking the under first five in Cleveland and Houston. Gorms, did you say you have a fucking pick or not?
Watch this. The weather front was coming in, but I found a way to play two.
Okay.
All right. Love what you're talking about the first five on that game, but I am also taking Trevor Bauer on the road against Garrett Cole. So I like the value with the Indians.
Plus 135, I'm seeing.
There we go. And I'm also going to double that. And I will do a two-team parlay with two road dogs, and that's the Tigers going into Fenway. Porcello is on the mound for the Sox, 0-3.
Rick hasn't been great.
Okay, almost a 9.0 ERA going against Jordan Zimmermann. He's trying to find his magic back. Boston, I still don't know who you guys are. I am taking two dogs. This will be a double parlay for me. Tigers as well as the Indians, both of them.
I also like the Yanks on the road. They have Tanaka pitching tonight, and they are fucking hot right now.
Yeah,
six wins in a row. Let's make it seven, Tanaka.
Yeah, with they're playing with a Triple A team. It's wild.
Yeah.
Connor, do you have any baseball?
No baseball, but definitely tough to bet against the Red Sox when they finally put up 11 runs. Just throwing that out there.
All right, those are our picks for baseball. We are now going to the ice. Nick Maraldo, Nicky Skates has joined us. Nick, what do you take of tonight's lines?
I like Boston at home in game one, -145 against Columbus. Could be tricky there, Columbus, but they've had some time off, and Boston just got done with a game seven. I like the legs there. Keep them moving.
I saw a stat. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but teams – so remember when the NHL had that bye week whatever?
Yeah.
Teams off of that bye week were horrendous because they were rusty as fuck, and that's where Columbus is in that situation tonight going against the Bruins, who are not rusty at all. Mm-hmm. I like the Bruins pick.
And then on the other side, I like Dallas – at St. Louis, +135 for Dallas. I just like the value. They're a good defensive team. We talk about it all the time. And St. Louis, as good as they've been in their goaltending, they can get hot, but at the same time, they're also vulnerable, and they lost a bunch of home games last series too. Yep. So,
Connor, I assume you're on the fucking bees tonight.
Tonight, I'm not going to bet against on the Bruins. Actually, my pick today for sure is Bruins to win the Stanley Cup. They are at +350. Okay. And that dropped. I got them at +850 just a week ago. Mm-hmm. But now we got no one on the Eastern Conference. I mean, we take care of Columbus, who just beat Tampa.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Then all of a sudden, we're going against the winner of Carolina, And the Islanders with home ice.
You're right.
I mean, as much of a big of a cunt I am that the Sox are going to win the World Series and then the Pats are going to win the Super Bowl and then the Celtics are going to win the Stanley Cup and the Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup, whatever. I'm 2-for-4.
All of that sounds very logical and makes a lot of sense, except you forgot about the fact that Pat has now picked the Bruins as a lock to win the Cup. So you're fucked.
No. Sorry. I like it even more.
He's destroying teams right now. I mean, Pat is just decimating.
He put the curse on the Pens, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Caps.
Oh, Drake McAfee. Yeah.
Yep. Gorms, do you have any thoughts on tonight's NHL?
Actually, Tony, I do. And I love Columbus tonight on the road with the fresh legs coming off. Nobody thought that they could do what they did. And by the way, they are giving me a key to that city because I've been burying them.
Are you actually betting this,
or
are you just pandering to the Blue Jackets?
I am betting this. I love the Blue Jackets tonight.
You're a pandering motherfucker, dude.
Dude, I'm going where the money's going. And Columbus, ready to roll. They're a rolling ball of butcher knives right now. Look out, Boston. And I'm going to agree with Nick on this. I'm taking both road teams tonight. I'm taking the Stars against St. Louis.
I love the fucking Dallas Stars. All right, so right now we have a 7-team parlay. Gorms, how confident are you in that Detroit Tigers plus 180?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at about a 5.5.
That's over 5, so I'm going to put it in. And then, Todd, how confident are you in Tanaka and the Yankees?
Very.
All right.
Attaboy, Todd.
Let's do it.
The Angels have not been great. Let's see here, then. We currently have a 9-team
parlay.
Here
we go.
Come on.
Open up that register.
We're going Denver Nuggets plus 3. Fuck you, Gorman.
Yeah, ooh, I don't know.
Cincinnati Reds minus 136. The under 9 in the Reds-Braves game. We have the Seattle Mariners minus 152. The under 7.5, or sorry, that's first 5, my bad, not under 7.5, under first 5, Astros and Indians. We have the Indians to win that game. And then the Dallas Stars money line and the Detroit Tigers money line, as well as the New York Yankees money line.
Tote board, please.
$5 to win $3,016.
Woo! How about that?
We don't normally say that we're super confident in these picks because we don't want to jinx them.
No, never. Just never know.
But this one.
Something about it.
Something
Tony.
About it just feels
magical.
It just feels right.
Toto?
Yo, I'm feeling great. We had Jesus Christ in our office 2 days ago.
You're right.
Fucking, we've got momentum on our side. Mm-hmm. These are strong picks. We used logic. We debated. We went with consensus. This is a lock.
It sort of is Jesus-like, though.
It is. This.
You take 5 small little things, you turn them into 3,000 big little things, you know?
Yeah.
This is the most Jesus
feeding the mass.
I'm saying. Easter weekend.
He's back. It's around Easter. He was in the office.
He was, yeah. He was here.
You know what? Good for us. Good for us winning this parlay.
Look for an Easter miracle.
All right. Follow all of our picks. myaction.app/brobrobets. Follow us on Twitter @brobrobets. Subscribe, rate, review. Tell your friends. Tell your degenerate friends. Blah, 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 blah. You get it. Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.